a dresser and it's just the drawers.
Well, that's what they call a dresser. It has a mirror.
I see. Any old-fashioned name for chest of drawers?
Well, we have one in here in the dining room we call a bureau. And it's at least over 200 years old.
Mm-hmm. It has the same design that a chest of drawers does?
Well, it doesn't have a mirror. It just has drawers.
Uh-huh. Does the chest of drawers have a mirror?
No, you just call it chest.
I
have one of them upstairs. At least I have two. But the bureau is the oldest thing in this house.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably over 200 years old. It belonged to the Hughes family.
Mm-hmm.
On my father's side.
If you didn't have a built-in closet, what might you have?
Well, this wardrobe. I bought that wardrobe and had it brought down here one Christmas morning. We had a furniture factory, a furniture store in Leoma, and I bought it way long time ago. At that time was when I was working in the post office. And I told him, man, I thought I want to surprise Mom and Papa. And I don't want it built. I'll buy it if you bring it on Christmas morning.
Uh-huh.
He said, okay, I'll do it. He did. He brought it. Had somebody with him to bring it in the house.
Do they usually have mirrors on the doors like that one does?
Well, all of them don't. I wouldn't have bought one without the mirror. Now, lots of the old wardrobes didn't have any mirrors.
Uh-huh. Once you open those doors.
There's shelves inside. On this side and on the other side you can hang things.
I see.
Have you ever seen all those things in Georgia?
The only thing I've seen similar to that was much more modern than that. And much smaller. It didn't have mirrors on it.
No.
So,
That is old. I've begun trying to learn how to play. Oh, I was grown. I never took a music lesson in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I just, what I can do, I do just by practice.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to play the violin.
Oh, really?
I bought my violin and went to taking lessons from a Catholic sister in Lawrenceburg when I was in high school. And it's burned up. My house over yonder in Shelbyville burned up what I had. But I was on the one program at the Catholic Church. There were 10 of us on the stage playing the violins at the same time and two pianos. And now that's one time I got nervous. Boy, was I nervous. I felt like I had done everything wrong. And when I was on the very end, next to where Sister Martha was just inside the door where the audience couldn't see her. And I just almost fell into her arms and told her I felt like I'd made a mess of the whole thing. She says, "Why, honey, you didn't miss a note." And I had on a dress that had ruffles. And I looked down there and I was, I don't know, I was probably in a way keeping time with the music, you know, and kind of moving a little bit. And those ruffles were just a flutter, and that got me scared. I thought everybody would think I was nervous, and I was nervous. I got nervous then. I really got nervous. But and then they had me play at school one day, and we always had to.